AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. After calling just four witnesses, the defense has rested in the trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Indiana Governor Mike Pence says the state legislature needs to clarify a religious protection law to eliminate what he says is the perception that businesses could use it to discriminate against gays and lesbians.
I've come to the conclusion that it would be helpful to move legislation this week that makes it clear that this law does not give businesses a right to deny services to anyone.
A similar measure has drawn protesters to the Arkansas State House. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the Iran nuclear talks should continue beyond tonight's deadline, amid indications that progress is being made.
The fact is, if we are making progress toward the finish line, then we should keep going.
A senior U.S. official says the experts and diplomats have been working around the clock in Switzerland and would continue their talks into tomorrow. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft testifies in the murder trial of his former player, Aaron Hernandez. Kraft says he talked with Hernandez 2 days after Odin Lloyd was killed.
He said he was not involved, that he was innocent, and that he hoped that the time of the murder incident came out, because I believe he said he was in a club.
More people have been priced out of the home buying market.
Homes sold for 4.6% more in January than they did last January, according to the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index. That's in part because few Americans are selling their homes. Prices are rising faster than wages, which means it's harder for buyers to save a down payment and afford the mortgage, though rates remain historically low. Denver reported the largest gains, with prices up 8.4%. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 92. The Nasdaq is off 22. This is AP Radio News. Online demands that Comedy Central find another host to replace Jon Stewart at The Daily Show.
In his three appearances on The Daily Show, Trevor Noah comes off as exotic, witty, and urbane. In tweets from the last several years that surfaced in the day after Noah was named host of the show, not so much. Almost bumped a Jewish kid crossing the road, he tweeted 6 years ago. I would have felt so bad in my German car. There are jokes about fat chicks and middle American ignorance. And less than 24 hours after his appointment was announced, the internet is thick with demands that the offer be rescinded. Jessica Winter writes in Slate that The Daily Show has taken on a moral authority that Noah's tweets are beneath. No comment from Comedy Central or Jon Stewart. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Nigerian cabinet minister says President Goodluck Jonathan has called challenger Muhammadu Buhari to congratulate him on his election victory. This is the first time in Nigeria's history that an opposition party has democratically taken control of the country from the ruling party. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.